do what you're doing before.
Hey, I'm Adam Savage, and this is Mythbusters, bitch.
Hello, and welcome to Butts and Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother, Scott Charlesworth. Hey, yo, yo, yo. What's up, Mr. White? Mr. White.
We had a very special guest in this movie.
It was you.
It was me.
No, it was, it wasn't you, Scott. And it wasn't me. You know who it was? It was Rawson Marshall Thurber, the director of this film.
Yeah.
He caught Dwayne The Rock Johnson's pants.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait, he what?
Yeah. Bet you didn't see that one coming,
he
bitch. Right, I'm hitting trivia straight
this
out.
This is crazy. Holy shit.
We've never done this before.
Wow.
We're going one bit of trivia, then a story, and then we're getting into it.
Revolutionary.
Yeah, I know. I'm changing the game.
Have you got a little...
Been changing it since 05. What's wrong?
Have you got a little zinger
Why
to tell me?
Why are you pointing at me?
I'm waiting for some
oh, well, if we're sticking on shimmying. That line, before we get... before we get into the story and before we get into things, let's get into things. Because... The director of this film, Rawson Marshall Thurber.
Yeah.
Okay. Please, you're familiar with him.
I do. I went to school with Rawson.
And his work, Dodgeball and Skyscraper.
Yeah.
And
Where
the Millers. Where the Millers with Will Poulter.
Wow. He's got some good stuff.
He's got some movies.
Skyscraper, though. Don't know about that.
You haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it, but...
It could be the greatest movie you've ever seen.
I seriously doubt it.
Fuck off. It's good.
Anyways, your little...
He caught the pants at the end scene.
Oh,
and he's like, give me those pants.
Give them, they're mine.
I love a director cameo.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Do you have a tale for me about life before we get into things, or...
Not really.
Fine then.
I mean, I've been...
Oh, let's just end the podcast there, I guess. That's it.
We're just finishing
you've been
it off.
You've listening to Butts to Nuts. Follow us on social medias, and thank you. Leave a 5-star review.
We're done. This is the last podcast ever. I don't really have anything other than... I've just been so excited listening to albums lately, like the whole way through.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm on a vinyl hunt, as you know. I'm looking for the greatest, best albums, and I'm just smooshing through them.
Listen to Pizza Time by the Gregory Brothers.
Now, that is something I want on vinyl.
That
you know, that brings all the boys to the yard.
And then they milk.
Yep.
If we're on that trivia road, do you know that Vin Diesel's name's actually Mark Sinclair?
No.
And he was like, damn, my uncle's name's Vincent, so that sounds pretty cool. And the Diesel just, like, got tagged along there.
Yeah.
Did you know that Brad Pitt's actual name is William Pitt?
No.
Bro, as
Whoa,
if.
No, you were shooting through some facts right now.
Bro, did you know that Jamie Foxx's real name is Eric?
You're just bullshitting. Are you serious?
Eric Marlon Bishop. Search it up right now, bitch.
Eric
That's right.
Marlon
That's what we're
Bishop.
We're going to be quoting Jesse this whole time.
Eric Marlon Bishop is actually a bit of a badass name, I think.
Jamie Foxx sounds better, though. Jack Black's name's actually Thomas Jacob.
Really?
Bro, your mind is being blown right
These
now.
These are all... I think I remembered Willem Dafoe talking about having a Hollywood name. Because his real name was William, and then it got legally changed to Willem.
Yeah, I don't know if they don't always legally change it, but...
But, like, sometimes they do, like him, but having a Hollywood name is a thing.
Like, Tom Cruise's actual name's, like, a four-barreled name plus a fourth at the end.
Really?
He's, like, the fourth. And you know Johnny Depp's, like, the second as well? He's, like, Jonathan really? Christopher Depp the second or some shit.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This is so... Why do they have... they all have ridiculously long names.
Yeah, because they're all rich weirdos. Oh, no. Well, Mark Sinclair, Vin Diesel, he's like real dick.
Except for Eric Marlon Bishop. I like that as a Jamie Foxx alter ego.
Jack Black, Thomas Jacob. That's not too bad.
That's pretty average. That's like your average white American dude.
He does not look like a Thomas, though.
No.
That threw me.
He does not look like a tank engine.
Yeah, that threw me, man.
He looks like a man that will sing about the greatest song in the world.
But yeah, Brad Pitt's full name is William Bradley Pitt.
Damn.
So he's still got the Brad and the Pitt. He didn't really do that much of a change.
He just cut a little bit off.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would your Hollywood name be?
You'd
just be Curly.
Chen Bilesworth.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's got a good ring to it.
I know, it's nice,
eh? I think I would be... a Johnny and the Johnnies.
Yeah, Johnny and the Johnnies. You're just a group.
I'm just a Groot. That was a stupid band title joke that I was making through the whole last podcast, and I just regretfully brought it back.
I didn't even pick up on it, did I?
Yeah, you didn't. You didn't pick up on it once. I said like three times.
Oh, what, Johnny and the Johnnies?
Yeah.
Why? Because every band is someone and the someones.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that your joke?
That's the joke.
I just got it. I get it now.
Thanks.
We watched Central Intelligence from 2016.
Yeah.
I thought it was 2017, but it's 2016, the golden era of Whip and Nanas. What did you think?
Wow. So,
Scott?
Okay. 2016, we can all agree mid-2010s, end of 2010s is kind of the downfall of comedy, I would say.
Correct. But I think this is an exception.
It is. I completely agree with you there.
Yeah.
This is like one of those movies that is still hanging on to the best bits of the old comedy style.
Yeah.
And then bringing forward the new comedy style as well.
There's bits and pieces of new and old.
That's right. It's,
said what you said and rephrased it pretty much. Podcasting 101. We've got to fill out that 30 minutes, baby. Yeah, we've got to pad for time.
That's exactly right. No, I completely agree with you. I think it's, they did a very good job in this movie, like trying to go against what was already coming out. Kevin Hart obviously has become a household name for his style of comedy, and so has The Rock. I think this is really the first buddy thing that they have together, isn't it?
It is the first thing they did. I searched it up.
It really starts off the trend that doesn't go too well, but this is a good move at the beginning.
They work really well together.
They do. They have a nice chemistry, don't they?
I think as well a lot of comedy movies coming out at this time, I just had this realization as you were talking, all had to do with like CIA or the cops or something. It always had to do with the law. There's not much like super bad stuff going through or like, you
know, Pineapple Express
or Anchorman
stuff
or yeah, it's always like, you know, there's like the Heat and stuff like that. It's always like cops doing stuff.
Exactly. There's all those older movies, they feel a lot more original and they all have their own existing worlds. Obviously, they pull from each other in jokes and stuff like, you know, dirty humor and crude stuff, but they all have their own worlds. Yes, there is the trend of the cop thing.
Yeah, and I still think this works pretty well, though.
It's also, like, Get Smart also had a bit, like, started that trend off as well.
New revamp. I think this is a good version of that typical trend.
Yeah, it's pretty much the top of the... It's the peak of that sort of style of movie.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably at the top of those sort of movies, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely isn't, like...
I mean, it's not an amazing movie, but it's a rewatchable decent.
We're blowing a bit of smoke up Rock's ass.
We can't give it too much credit, but it's good for what it presents, you know? And I'd probably have to say that, you know, this is some of the funniest Rock stuff I've ever seen.
I love The Rock. I love just how he just never fucking listens to Calvin. You know, are you in? No, I'm out. All right, you're in. Like, he just...
See, I like this because his character is slightly different to what he usually plays. Like, he's usually just a badass.
Yeah.
And sometimes he does make jokes, but this is like, he's kind of dumb.
Well, the jokes he makes usually is like he's a badass going and he just insults someone like, oh, you've got a fat forehead or something.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
he walks off something... and then he just like, I don't know, jizzes out of his pecs or something. And
pretty
then
much.
Blows up a school.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick, actually. That'd be pretty sick. I'd say that. I'd go to say that.
You should make that movie.
What?
I'm sure The Rock isn't that expensive.
Jizz Nipple starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. We're going to blow up your school and... Jizz on your nipples.
No, this sounds like a porno. It's like Jizz Nipples starring Dwayne the Cock Johnson. It sounds like a modern porno.
This film also had some of the best marketing where it said, to save the world takes a little heart and a big Johnson.
Yeah, that's funny as.
A lot of people said reckon that he came up with that line first and they just wrote the movie around that.
I wouldn't be surprised, yeah.
The marketing team.
They would have had a lot of fun. They would have had a lot of fun filming this movie, eh?
Yeah.
Like, you can tell even in the bloopers, like they were having a really good time.
I like that they included just the bloopers. I like that it didn't go for too long either. Too much bloopers, you don't want to know the celebrity for real like that. Go away.
But you can see that on YouTube if you want to look at it. Yeah. one scene that we saw that they did have a lot of fun in, and I'm just going to go straight for it, is the therapy scene.
Yeah.
I would say that was probably, if not, probably my favorite scene of the movie.
Dr. Dan.
Just the slapping. But, like, it was such a shock. Like, you turn around and then suddenly Dwayne is in a therapy, in his clothes.
Yeah, that's right.
But he looks so out of place because he's just a large brick and he's just sitting on the chair to say, hello, I'm here to talk about your relationship.
He holds Kevin Hart as a baby. Kevin Hart is, like, so small compared
to him. He's a mini man. Like, he's a little dude.
He's not that small in general. Oh, I mean, he's 5-something.
Yeah, he's like 5'2".
But compared to The Rock, is he 5'2"?
I don't know, nah, he's pretty small.
Nah, you keep your head up, King. You're a beautiful man. You're a perfect height for a perfect man.
Yeah, that's it. Shout out to all the short kings out there.
Shout out to the little shouty men.
The little shouty men.
He's such a shouty man, isn't he?
Yeah, he is a shouty man.
All right, what do you mean?
I want to touch on this beautiful scene I don't want to taint this. I don't want to taint the taint.
All right, well, remove your taint. Let's taint.
It's fantastic. That whole scene is just perfect.
I think slapping, just seeing The Rock and weird shit, like him with a bum bag's just funny.
Yeah.
Him in the fucking pajamas just like cracked me up. I love the subtle detail when the lights get turned off and you just hear the rip of the back of the thing. Or I don't know what he did to that jacket as well. Kevin Hart.
He said he slept
with
it every night.
But he said he cleaned it. He said it's in a better condition.
Don't worry, it's clean. It's fine.
What does that mean? What was it like when it was dirty?
What was his name? Roddy?
All right, picture this. Jizz nipples and a golden jet jacket.
Oh, no. The golden jet. It's just like a piss.
Ignorance is bliss. He doesn't need to know. That's right.
It's just a whole porno of piss. The golden jet. Starring Dwayne the Cock Johnson.
Get into your first irk, because I got lots of positives.
Kevin Hart shouting too much, that's a thing that annoys me.
It annoys you a bit?
I think that he works better when he's quiet and he has the subtle gestures. Like, he's good to explode sometimes, but he does it a lot during the end. And personally, that gets on my nerves. I feel like it's a waste of comedy. Like, you could put a different reaction or another better written comedic line there. But yeah, like, most of the time it's pretty good, but it does annoy me over time, and that's what brings my score down, I think.
Yeah.
That's a point that irks me.
I think a good shouting moment's when the CIA first bust into his home.
Because that makes a lot of sense, right? But like,
just I need to do a shit.
Yeah. That is something that really makes a lot of sense. And obviously you'd be frustrated in this scenario, but it just gets a bit over the top for me.
They also, the other shit one, is he talks about shit a lot with the CIA, but when he's in the van, as he's about to go see Dr. Dan.
When he's sitting van, between the two guys, I liked that.
Yeah.
That was good.
When he was scared shitless that he's saying, I've got no shit in my body. It's just fun. I'm just whistling. It's just whistling air, and he starts making the whistle noises.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because that reminds me of something. People could be like, what the fuck's wrong with you, Ben? But that just reminds me of something like Seinfeld would say, you know? Like, I am. Oh, what is it they say? George says something where it's like they say an expression and then they explain their expression in a funny way. I'll think of it.
You'll come back to it. Yeah.
Wait, pause. All right, sorry, I'm back. Okay. it reminds me of the Seinfeld thing where George says he's speechless and he goes, I'm speechless, Jerry. I am without speech.
Yeah.
And they just talk like that. Finally, there was like a 2-minute break we just had where I was trying to think of that moment.
Yeah.
I couldn't continue the podcast if I didn't have that.
That is proper. That is really, really good comedic writing.
Yeah. Yeah. The shitless reminded me of the speechless.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Keep going. Go on, sir.
Actually, you know what? No, my new favorite part of this movie was Jesse Pinkman saying bitch.
Oh, fuck, that was good.
Aaron Paul, I forgot he was in this movie.
I didn't even know. There were so many cameos in this movie.
Yeah, there were a few
Kamal Nanjiani?
Yes.
He's one with... I love the snake bit where he just fucking screams.
That's my snake. Yeah.
What is it? Snake Gyllenhaal.
Snake Gyllenhaal.
Like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Or what about The Rock just swinging the rope out the back? Like swinging a big cock around.
That's a good visual gag.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, but Jesse Pinkman, though. I mean, obviously it wasn't Jesse Pinkman, but he was Jesse Pinkman when he said bitch.
Yeah, who was your favourite cameo?
I would probably say Aaron Paul.
Because we had him, Melissa McCarthy, Jason Bateman. Yeah. Jason Bateman was okay. He didn't do much for me.
Yeah, he was a bit of a weak character, in my opinion. I think I would have liked him to be that weird kind of religious sort of guy. I like that direction that he was going, like he's turned his life
around. Yeah, that would have been funny, yeah.
But when he stayed the dickhead, I was a bit like, it's a little bit tropey here. It was kind of a bit samey as some other stuff.
A quick jump before we get back to cameos. It was also very cringy when he got punched in the head and then the wife went, what?
Oh, that...
But it was like, she hasn't been around him at all. How does
that
she
That doesn't
know
make any sense, doesn't
what,
it?
What? She is not doing any what?
Welcome to Logic Hour. I have another thing to say about Logic, and it's not a deal breaker, but it is a rant. So
rant.
You know the scene where they drift into the warehouse because every movie has to have a warehouse hiding scene?
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's a cool setting, but whatever. The assassin comes in on the bike, starts shooting, then for some reason stops shooting and uses his bike when he gets close. Like, does your gun suddenly not work? Oh, and then when they get further away, his gun works again.
Yeah.
Honestly, that stuff, like action scenes like that, need to be better written, because logically speaking, if you were point blank, you'd just be like, ba 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 ba, you know, with the Mach 10, just go for it.
Yeah. I mean, everyone had bad aim in this anyway.
Yeah, everyone was a stormtrooper pretty much. But like, logically speaking, you would just full on just cock the rock right there.
Yeah,
you wouldn't go, oh, actually, I'm going to use my bike now and do some sick tricks. You only do that if you don't have any bullets in your mag anymore.
Yeah, you'd grab his rope and start swinging it around.
Exactly, you know, you swing the rock's rope.
Oh, you've touched on it, and let's just dive right in, all right?
Yeah. bloody head first, let's mate, into the shallow end.
Let's dip our Johnsons into this, because
you're pulling on my heartstrings.
Last action scene. Yeah,
sorry, that didn't
off.
Make any sense. That's sorry.
that was stupid.
That was fucking horrible. I should be banned from this podcast now.
I think that the last action scene was shot. I like how the last action scene was shot, but all the other action scenes, I think, were very rushed and a bit clanky. It was kind of hard to keep up with what was going on.
Yeah, there wasn't much like. Not much like long exposure sort of thing, or
well, it doesn't need to be John Wick level.
Yeah, of course.
But there wasn't.
You couldn't see a lot of it at the time.
It was very shaky. You couldn't see what was going on. It was
that is an effect to try and get the adrenaline pumping, though. I understand the camera
effect, and I'll hate
the camera wobble
every time it comes up in a movie. I'm gonna bring it up because it's a pet peeve of mine. Yeah. I don't like just fucking. Oh, it's an action scene. Let's just shake and fucking throw things.
It can work really well sometimes, though, and that's when CGI is involved. It can mask bad CGI really well because your eyes can't focus.
Yeah.
But for stuff like this, you kind of want to see it because it's all practical.
Well, the last action scene was still quick.
Yeah.
But it was had time to make out what was going on. I feel like there was just some bits in The Office especially that didn't really work for me. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
What's going on here, Matt? Yeah, I agree with you there for sure. You know what? Another Rock moment that really shines in this movie is the Facebook, like the initial reach out of The Rock. You know,
what's up? The fucking pole dick video. Workers come in. That is great.
You shouldn't be watching that. That is not. It's like, what were they saying? It's like that's not work appropriate.
Yeah,
that not cool, man. He's intern.
Said that to me. Or whatever said that, who's got the promotion.
Yeah.
I think, actually, I had a note here. Hang on, let me read it, because...
Yeah, you read those words.
Oh, I farted, I'm so sorry. That stinks bad, and we had cabbage last night.
Oh, fucking hell.
It's bad.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to blow it over your side.
Oh, God. I think there's no ventilation in this room, too. It's just like a box.
Yeah, because we can't open any windows, because otherwise the wind will ruin our sweet, sweet sound quality.
It's so windy outside.
I think the start of this movie is the absolute peak.
Yeah.
All the way up to the point where they jump out the building. After that, it's still good for me. But I think that first 20 minutes really sucks you in, and I think it's done super, super well.
Yeah.
That's where the... What's up? The bar fight.
That's where most of the plot is at its strongest, I would say, because it gives the backstory of our characters. You have like the hardship that Dwayne's character went through, and then you have the different perspective that Kevin Hart's character is going through now. Like they've role reversed.
Yeah.
And that's a really cool thing to see. It is a very original idea, and then it kind of goes on the cliche
boring.
After the jumping
scene. I'm the black badger. I'm the black... You know, how many times we had that many twists? It's like...
Like, it's cool to have the idea of who it actually is, but did we care that much who the black badger actually was?
Yeah, I think it gets to the point where it's like, yeah, no, you don't give a shit.
We don't give a shit.
I mean, you don't even know what's going on there. It's very forgettable, all that shit. The most memorable parts of this movie, I would say, is that first 20 minutes. That's what stuck with me.
Yep.
Coming back into this movie, I couldn't remember a lot of the end bit.
You know, something that it addresses very well throughout the whole thing, and it's basically the moral of the movie is like overcoming bullying.
Yeah.
That's a very cool theme. It makes, adds a relatable level under the whole thing.
Why? Because you've been bullied.
You just stop bullying me, bro.
Damn.
Stop it.
You little bitch. Good nicknames as well. Robbie Weird Dick, Yucky McGlucky, or whatever it was, Golden Jet. I thought they were good nicknames.
Yeah, they had had some good rings to it.
Not dumb shit like, I don't know.
The Horse.
The Horse, or Silly Billy. Goddamn.
Oh, I like that one.
Fuck off. I got some of the best quotes from the movie.
Yeah.
You tell me out of these four, what's your favorite? They're all from The Rock, and they all start with the word "your." Okay. You're sexy as dick.
That one made me laugh a lot, actually.
That was fucking beautiful.
All right, next one.
You're a snack-sized Denzel.
He had some zingers,
that
eh?
That was good.
Oh, you're going to do the... I know which one you're going to do next.
Now. You're a chocolate Google.
Yeah.
And my favorite, you're a black Will Smith. Yeah.
Like, what? Makes no fucking sense. That was probably one of the only jokes in the movie that actually made me laugh hysterically.
Oh,
that was
you're a black Will Smith. Such good.
Yeah, that's the best one. That's the best one.
It
for
is.
Sure.
I mean,
I like the bite-sized Denzel, though, because that's quite fun.
Those four are the best quotes out of the whole movie. If you everyone loves to quote comedy movies.
Yeah.
If you're going to quote this movie, those are the four that you're going to pick from, I reckon.
For sure. 100%.
I'm definitely going to look my mates in the eyes next time I see them and go, "Oh, you're sexy as dick."
And you always got to look them straight in the eyes.
Yeah. Oh, you also said one. I don't want to ruin it. I was going to say,
just keep
gonna say a quote that isn't as good, but it wasn't. All right, hit me with another juice. Hit me some juice, bro.
The costume design, you touched on it before with the bum bag and the unicorn shirt and stuff.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. The Golden Jet jacket as well. Nice costume design there. That looked pretty nice.
Yeah.
It was, it was pretty well done. Nothing too outstanding, but the two characters were very defined, and I liked that, you know?
Mm. I thought, overall, there was a lot of funny moments that carried me through. Did you think that the comedy was spaced out?
Yeah, it was. It wasn't like... It didn't lull for too long.
Mm.
And that's a good thing. You want it to take you to the end of the movie.
I'll relate this to what's... Oh, I guess 2 weeks. Yeah, Thor will still be out doing its thing.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people...
That movie we reviewed.
Oh, yeah, on our social media. Go like the TikTok, guys.
Yeah, come on. Go like the TikTok.
I think a lot of people are complaining, haven't seen it, can't say that Thor, the comedy, it's just joke after joke after joke after joke. Well, I think this doesn't do what people are saying about Thor, and I think this has a nice spaced out... You know, it has some emotional moments, like The Rock looking in the mirror, seeing Fat Rock.
Yep.
Which actually was him.
That was actually pretty...
Wasn't him.
It was his face.
CGI'd face onto a fat dude's body.
Yeah. But the thing is, though, like, that was quite emotional, that.
Yeah.
You know, you could feel that he was burying his emotions deep, and he still had that trauma of being bullied behind it. And that's another layer to the movie that makes it good. You can't just have one thing.
No.
It's like people say that, you know, comedy and drama, they work in the same field. They're the same dimension. Mm. You know, a lot of comedians can do drama really well.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of dramas are really funny.
Mm.
And that's what you want. You want that mix, and it's a really good thing that brings it up.
Like Breaking Bad. That's
exactly
very funny.
Exactly like Breaking Bad, because most of them are comedians.
Yeah. Yep. Bob Odenkirk.
Exactly.
Yeah. Brian Cranston is Hal Jordan, isn't he? From Oh no, that's a Green Lantern.
Can you imagine that? He goes up to Killawong, he's like, Killawong, we need a cook.
Yeah. It's like a black Will Smith. Or a white, wait. So does that, I don't understand that.
You're touching on territory.
I don't understand what I just said.
We'll just move on, Mr. Hal Jordan.
Wait, that's from Malcolm in the Middle, eh? No.
Yeah, he was from Malcolm in the Middle. Yeah.
No, I was going to say something really good. It was going to be amazing.
Oh, you fucked it now, haven't you?
I love the Rock's finger scene where he twisted his finger.
It's like, what is that? We're boys. Boys. It brings it up. It's like fucking ring fingers. The 90 degrees.
And Aaron Paul's thorax as well was good.
Yeah, that was...
throat.
I remember seeing that in cinemas and going, holy shit, wow, for an M movie, that is ballsy.
Oh, was this M, was it?
Yeah.
What about the exploding Aaron? Oh, because it was fake.
It's fake, yeah.
So they can get away with it.
Yeah.
They
didn't really show much gore in this. Otherwise, people would have been getting shot all the time.
Ah, oh, true.
You know, you can tell the difference between an M and an MA movie. Though there are some M movies that stray really close to the line, like Green Hornet. And that's definitely a close MA.
And then there's some MA movies that are just so weak, it should be PG.
It's like, oh man, are you serious? But yeah, nah, that's...
I love
they were cheeky. They were very cheeky in that department.
I love Melissa McCarthy stroking the Rock's pecs at the end. She just does a little... And yeah. Then they start dancing.
Good Melissa McCarthy moment.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Kevin Hart and his wife as well, they were good.
Yeah, they had some good chemistry there, didn't they?
But that
yeah.
kind of stopped the comedy at times as well, in a good way.
Yeah, because they were talking about the real life sort of stuff, and sometimes it gets a bit sappy and weird in movies like that. You're just like, oh, let's get to the main thing still. But, you know what, it added to Kevin's character.
Yeah,
it gave him more depth, which was good.
Sweet. Well, I think I'm pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Oh, before we hit it, what did you think of the de-aging as well?
It was pretty decent.
It was good, wasn't it?
I reckon it's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. I guess that's it then. Wow, you've got a lot to say about that.
Yep, it was good. Prime FX.
Well, everyone's getting bored, so I should get to the trivia then.
Yeah, give us
you
some
don't know what to say.
Give us some trivium.
I think this podcast is going quite well, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Sometimes we struggle. We've had a thing where we struggle with comedies. Because how do you talk about jokes and be funny? But I think this is going all right.
It's
leave a 5-star review if you think you listened to it.
I mean, I did a poo before this podcast, so a lot of stress has like left my body.
And I've needed to poo this whole podcast.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's why you're doing cabbage fucking farts all the time.
That's true. I thought I heard someone knock.
Me too.
Dwayne and Kevin Hart formed a friendship. Oh, yeah. We already covered that. Dwayne Johnson gives 3 nods to Bruce Lee. Okay.
Oh, yep. The punch thing that you pointed out.
1-inch punch.
Yep.
Yellow and black sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
And the famous Lee pose. I don't know where he does the Lee pose, but it says it in the trivia.
Is it the one where he's like... I don't know what movie it's from, where he's got like the scratches over him. I mean, there was the dude with nunchucks. That's like...
Yeah, but like Rock doing the thing.
I can't remember it. I don't know
Kevin Hart did a pose at one point in the bar when they first got introduced. And he turned around and was like, ah!
Yeah, but that was definitely not a Lee pose.
Yeah, probably not. Yo, bro. The guys in the bar. Yo, what up, bro?
Believe that was all over just taking a seat.
Yeah.
In real life, it would have been like, oh, sorry, man, I didn't know.
Yeah, but it's a movie, Scott. It's meant to be fun.
Yeah.
From the time when Bob Stone ordered an Uber to getting Calvin Joyner's...
That's all right. Just go call
like,
him Calvin.
Yeah,
just,
I don't like reading the
just call
names.
Him Rock and Kev.
Yeah, from the time when Rock ordered the Uber to when Kevin Hart left the build, to when they left the building was exactly 6 minutes.
That's
like
good.
You said.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's fun.
Another reason why the beginning of this movie is the best bit.
Exactly. That's fun, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's really
cool.
Fun. That's fun.
Little details like that is what movie nerds love. We like to suck up this stuff. Good shit.
It's the first joint venture between Warner Bros. And Universal since 1996.
Well, that's cool, I
guess.
Fun,
eh? It's fun. Trevor is the only character to be portrayed by two different actors, Dylan Boyack and Jason Bateman, while Dwayne Johnson's face is merged into Sione Kalepi, who played the young Robbie. All the other characters played the same actors, and they obviously got de-aging and stuff, especially Kevin Hart. You can tell he looks very different. In a good way.
In a good way,
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Yeah. Well, that was very nice trivia. Thank you, Mr.
Should we get some letterboxed?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's hear what the people have to say.
Arnon says, Central Intelligence isn't about two old friends reuniting to take down a terrorist force. It's about drive. It's about power.
We stay hung.
1.5 stars.
Beautiful review.
Kamokla says... Wow, I'm quite surprised how much I enjoyed this film. Really entertaining, fast-paced with rock-solid chemistry. See what I did there? 3.5 stars. Shut up, you fucking idiot. And last review, Ramage Lover. Oh, yeah, I was reading that wrong. Ramage Lover 63 says, a very good masterpiece that features Dwayne and Hart. My favorite part was when Dwayne Johnson got naked. It's important for the plot and character development. A very funny movie with jokes. I'm Dwayne and here's my Johnson. 7 out of 6 out of 6 out of 5. 5 stars.
Well, I had me in the beginning, but pulled through in the end.
Yeah, he loved naked rock, so it's a 7 out of 6 out of 6 out of 5.
Fantastic.
Shall we give our own scores?
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Please do.
I think, I don't know, maybe this is just nostalgia because I enjoyed it at the time. Enjoyed it then. Have a fun time. I'm giving it 7 out of 10 nugs.
Yeah, nice, nice.
Very, it's a solid movie.
It's a solid.
For a modern comedy.
Well, I didn't find it as funny as when I first saw it, but it was still an enjoyable watch, so I'm going to give it a 6.5 out of 10 nugs.
Lovely.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these three things.
Number one.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number two.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number three.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.